Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic. New South Wales has recorded 681 new COVID-19 cases. The number is bigger than yesterday and is the highest number of cases ever recorded in the state. One person has died, a man in his 80s who had one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. He also had underlying health issues. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says suburbs in Western Sydney still have the most cases.
They are the areas where there's the fastest growth in cases. It doesn't mean there aren't other areas that we're concerned about, but they are the main ones. And we ask everybody in those communities to assume, first of all, you should be staying at home, but assume the second you put foot outside your door that you have the virus or anybody you're coming into contact with has the virus.
Victoria has recorded 57 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. This is the highest number since last year. 54 are linked to known outbreaks. 3 are mystery cases being investigated. Queensland has recorded no new locally acquired cases. There are still 1,800 people in home quarantine across the state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has urged all residents to get vaccinated. Australia is facing pressure to help more Afghan refugees now that the Taliban has regained control. The federal government says 3,000 visas will be provided. They will also provide more evacuation flights. 26 people so far have been evacuated from the capital, Kabul. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says more flights are planned. Defence Minister Peter Dutton told Channel 7 the operation is challenging.
That's the reality of the circumstance on the ground at the moment. This is not like turning up to Sydney Airport or Brisbane Airport. The reality on the ground is difficult and we're trying desperately to get people to the plane. It is a fraught situation right around the airport. We're ahead of that, but we want to help more on the ground, as many as we can.
United States President Joe Biden says the American military will stay in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated. He said troops would leave by August 31. He now says they will stay longer if needed.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out. It depends on where we are and whether we can ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. So if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Mr. Biden for his handling of the operation. Exiled Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani says he left Kabul to prevent bloodshed. Mr. Ghani spoke via Facebook while in the United Arab Emirates.
I was forced to leave Afghanistan with one set of traditional clothes, a vest, and the sandals I was wearing. I'm grateful for the security and defense force, and I'm proud of them. They were not defeated, and they did not fail. We failed in politics. It was the failure of the Taliban leadership, government leadership, and the political failure of international allies. This was a failure of the peace process that changed to a war process.
Mr. Ghani has been criticized for leaving his country. He says it is not true that he fled with cars full of money. The United Arab Emirates accepted Mr. Ghani and his family on humanitarian grounds. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic.